Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Hello and welcome to the weekly conversation. I'm your host, Kyle. This week on the conversation, if you don't know by now, days late and dollars short, Obama finally made it down to Louisiana. I guess he really doesn't care now that he doesn't have to worry about re-election. Sick. There's a mom in Florida who is outraged when her daughter brings home a waiver that allows her to opt out of the Pledge of Allegiance. Okay, this is what we stand for and we believe in this country, and you can basically flush it in the toilet by signing a piece of paper. I'm sorry, but you know, try that in another country. Also, devastating tornado hit home, very close to home in Howard County, about 45 minutes away near Kokomo. How you can help. Also, a new discovery. Dr. Drew on CNN has been ousted for his coming out about Hillary's health. But don't worry, Hillary was on late night being able to open up a pickle jar. And if you notice when she opened it, she has a live mic on her. You couldn't hear the pop of the opening of the jar because it's vacuum sealed, which means it was already opened. It's getting to be like Barack Obama's State of the Union address. The only way I could watch him is if I was watching him on The Blaze, where they made fun of it and they fact-checked it and everything.
The funny thing is people are doing like a gender bother and they get fired.
That and the Federal Reserve and the net neutrality, how they are intertwined. I will get into that. And there's 50s and 60s cartoons that ring true today. And much, much more. So welcome to the conversation that you're a part of. Proverbs 16:24. Kind words are like honey, sweet to the soul and healthy for the body. Kind of think about that as you're going through your week today. And if you haven't heard, I'm starting next Tuesday. I'm going to be doing two conversations now, Tuesday and Thursday. I do everything pretty much. My wife kind of is just my support base and listens and make sure everything sounds good and everything comes out right. But it takes, this is now a conversation, but it takes like 4 or 5 hours to do it. Because when if you're a friend of me on Facebook and you see that post and it says, you know, join me on Thursday for the conversation, and you click on the link and it to where you can listen to it, it has what I'm going to talk about. I have to, okay, what am I going to talk about? And I have to type it out and I have to facts check and I have to do a bunch of things. And then as I go through, okay, well, it's on 5 different websites. It's on BBC, CNN's covering it, whatever. It has to be legit. And then I go through that and, you know, and I put what I believe about it and things like that. So it takes a lot of work. So I've been kind of, you know, do I do 2 shows? Do I not? What do I do? And you know, I'm going to start with 2 and I may go to 3, but, you know, I do a lot of it myself. So just, you know, for all you out there that listen throughout the internet land, for those of you who do not know, who may not be close to where I am, I'm in Lafayette, Indiana, which is about 45 minute drive from Kokomo near Howard County, in Howard County. And yesterday, they got leveled by tornadoes big time. And I remember I was listening I was off of work, and I had WSK on for a little bit, and I was flipping through, and I put on K-Love, and it went to the radar. And National Weather Service said, if you live in Howard County, get in your safe space immediately. If you're in a mobile home or a car, get out, go. and the tornado went through, and there's videos of a Starbucks being completely leveled. I guess it was a Texas Roadhouse, I think it was, that a lady was filming with her camera, and all of a sudden you see a Starbucks fall over, and apartments have been leveled and devastated. And what you can do is, this is via WSK. They've got this going too in a lot of other places. Randy Jones put this from WSK, put this on his Facebook page. And I'm going to share this with you. If you go and text Red Cross to 90999 or Hoosier to 41441, you'll make a $10 donation either to the Red Cross for the first one or to the Salvation Army for the second one. And please, they need our help. Because let me tell you something. I guarantee you, Phil Lass said this, and the Grateful Dead. He goes, if you want a kidney, you're going to want a kidney. Where's my kidney? I need blood. Where's my blood? I need blood. I need blood now. You're going to want it when it's your turn. Return the favor. When you're having something go wrong, you're going to want people helping you out. Help out now. You know. Help out. It's $10. And it can go a long way. Even if you live close, go out there and help. See if there's anything you can do. Because I'm sure there's a lot that needs to be done. And everyone in Howard County is in our thoughts and prayers. And like Matthew West said, you know, I shook my fist to heaven and said, God, why don't you do something? And he did. He created you. I'm friends with Christy Lee Price, a good friend of mine. There was a guy that was having convulsions. I think he was like homeless on the side of the concrete. 5 or 6 people walked by. She called 911, waited till the ambulance got there, helped him out, did all this stuff. And she didn't have to do that. She could have just walked on by. That's why I'm proud to be your friend. That's why when I saw that she was doing a ride for the blue for the police officers, I'm like, I'm doing it. I'm there. Because she's that type of stand-up person. You know, and that's what we need in this world. We need to get back to that America where we help each other. And not just in a disaster. Here you go. My baby's outgrown this stuff. Take this stuff. You know, help each other out. Why does it have to be a 9/11 for people to help everybody and be there? Why does it have to be a 9/11 for people to have an American flag waving? Mom waves all the time. But if you have not heard, as we move on, days late and dollars short, I think it was like 9 days since the rain stopped falling in Louisiana before Obama made it to 7 to 9 days. After the rain stopped, before he made it there, because he can't give up his precious golf trip. He's got to go to Martha's Vineyard and play golf. He can't actually be a president and be there for the people. Well, screw him. Where's the Black Lives Matter boats? Where's the Black Panther? Where are they down there handing out supplies and stuff? Where are they? And don't take it from the horse's mouth, because there are Black people going ballistic. Where are you guys? You supposedly stand for Black lives. I don't have a home. Where are you people? I have no food. I've lost everything. Where are you people? There's one thing you just don't forget. There wasn't a white cop killing a Black person, so they're not going to be anywhere near it. Maybe we need to have like a white cop kill a Black guy down there to get all these Black, but then they'll be protesting that. They wouldn't be caring about the people that are homeless. They have an agenda, just like the media. They have an agenda. They don't care. Black Lives Matter doesn't care about Black lives. All they care about is going ballistic when a white cop kills a Black person, no matter what the justification. I'd be like, go back, go home. I don't want you. Leave. If you can't be here when we need you most 8 days ago and pledge your support and say, Well, I mean, you got to understand, he is a president that they basically, he got ridiculed. He got so much outcry that he put on an American flag pin on his suit. He wasn't wearing it until so many people start calling him out that you better put that thing on because people are calling you out for not having it. But hey, he loves America. I love a president that loves America so much that you basically have to force him to put on an American flag pin. It's just, I don't get it. I just don't. Call what Trump and Mike Pence did a photo shoot. Call it whatever you want to call it. They came down there. They did something. Obama, this is not a photo opportunity. Well, if it wasn't a photo opportunity, you would have been there day one saying, here you go. I'm going to help out. I'm going to pledge my support. I'm going to do what I can. I'm going to roll up my sleeve like Jimmy Carter, and I'm going to help. Jimmy Carter wasn't the greatest president, but let me tell you, at least he will sit there and build a habitat home or do something.
Great humanitarian.
Lousy president, but he's a humanitarian. Put me in the White House. It doesn't mean I'm going to be a great president, but I'm a good person at heart. And that's what Jimmy Carter is. He's a good person at heart. It doesn't mean he was a great president. Anywho, this is going to be really interesting because I want to see you try this in any other country. A Florida mom in Tallahassee was outraged when her daughter brought home a piece of paper that you could sign where you could opt out of being there and standing up and reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. And the mom wrote on it, let me, this is, she put this, she goes, this is the dumbest thing I have ever read, and I am so ashamed of this. I understand my rights as a parent, and I request my child noted above to be excused from reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. I want to see you go to France, and when they recite the national anthem, you refuse to do that in a school. They would take you, they would take your head, they would put you in a guillotine and decapitate you. Oh, but not in America. If you want to go to an American school but not support anything we stand for as a country, you can sign this piece of paper and just take everything that Americans stand for and just it'll get flushed in the toilet. Oh yeah, when we have a sporting event, if you play sports, yeah, you can just turn towards the American flag and just flip it off. Yeah, I mean, just sign the waiver, and that's what you have to do since you're gonna not say or recite the national anthem. I mean, really? Where is this country coming to? You can opt out of the Pledge of Allegiance? Where did my America go? That's what I want to know. Where did my America go? Because I never thought I would see that ever. But then I'm waiting for them to take down an American, because that's what I'd tell them to do if they... Like when they have people that you have to take that shirt and turn it inside out because it's a pro-USA shirt and you might offend somebody. Really? Well, then first thing I'd do is I'd just go outside. I'd take down the American flag. Okay. You want me to turn my shirt inside out, you're taking down that American flag. Because if this shirt's going to offend someone, explain to me how that flag isn't going to offend someone. If you want that flag raised back up, I'm turning my shirt right side out so you can see that. You know, fair is fair. But whatever. Who cares? You know, you can't wear that shirt. You might offend someone. Well, then why are they living in this country? If they're going to be offended by what we stand for and what we believe in, don't go to a synagogue and sit there and like, I'm really offended by Jewish people. Well, you're in a synagogue. Don't go to a Baptist church and complain that they don't accept women as like authorities of a church to where they can be like a pastor and preach. common sense. But hey, I'm the doctor of common sense, you know. They have, what is it, that Rush Limbaugh's a doctor of democracy. Well, I'm the doctor of common sense. You know, like they had that little thing when you're a kid where it had like a circles and triangles and you had to push like the triangle thing and the triangle thing. You know, what people are doing now is they're trying to smash the square in the triangle hole, the triangle in the circle thing. And they think it's going to work because they put that smaller hole ball and they put it in that square thing. Well, it fit here. So why wouldn't the others work? I swear, it's scary. It's scary. But that's welcome to America. You know, welcome to the America where if you got money, you can put whatever you want to in the history book. It don't matter. But it's nice to see some, like, people coming out and as blacks and whites and like liberals saying, hey, wait a minute here. Where is this Black Lives Matter in Louisiana calling out Hillary on things? You know, but some are still going to, well, I'm a liberal, so I got to vote for it. You don't have to vote for it. My hairdressers even said, I wish there was like a none of the above that you can mark. It'd be neat to see how many people would actually put none of the above. Or get enough people on Facebook to pledge to put like Mr. Rogers down and write him in and see if you could get it to show up to see if they're voting. Because I'd love to actually go to Tippecanoe County and see if they can, okay, how do I know my voting machine isn't rigged with the program so that I'm going to get my vote stolen? So I can sit there and I vote for who I want to, and then it votes for someone else. I always go to that review screen to double check, but now you don't even know. But it's amazing how many countries you have to have like a voting card to vote, but not in America. You have to have an ID to do everything, but it's racist to have an ID to vote. In many other countries, including Mexico, you have to have a voter ID to vote. Without that, they will not let you vote. But then in many other countries, they have way higher voter turnouts and there are people getting shot trying to vote. But it is kind of nice to see some blacks and liberals that are seeing the light. But I mean, it's good. I mean, especially like when you see those videos in Chicago where those guys are like, show me a white Tea Party member. Hello, white Tea Party. Okay. Any white Republicans here? Okay. White conservatives. Dude, there ain't no white person for 50 miles. Oh, well, this is run down, decrepit. This is horrible. Well, they can't blame Tea Party for that. You know, and Donald Trump is finally saying what should have been said a long time ago. The Democrats abuse people for votes. They'll tell what the only thing in his whole presidency that I supported about Barack Obama is when he said Hillary Clinton will say whatever she needs to get elected. It's funny because I've said this all along, but now there's actually somebody, I forget who the heck it is, that's come out that said that Obama's, I think it's one of his attorneys or something, that's come out and finally admitted that, oh, his birth certificate was fake and all this stuff, which we all knew that. I mean, I've seen videos where they said, okay, this is a document. This is a solid document. This is Barack Obama's birth certificate, and when you can click on all these links, it's because it's pieced together. And you know, and he goes, if you really wanted to make this legit, a kindergartner can make this birth certificate look more real than it is, than this one. But they did it because they knew he's not going to get thrown out of office because of it. People are just going to argue and fight over it, and he's just going to take more of your freedom and more of your He's just going to do whatever he wants. That's why you got to wake up. In the 50s and 60s, there were cartoons that were talking about this. There was one where they were selling this elixir. Oh, it's going to give you all this money, all this food, and all the things you need, and all this stuff. Well, how much does it cost? And it goes through all these things, and in the end, it costs your freedom. Well, wait a minute. I don't want to have a job and all the food and all this stuff if I'm going to lose all my freedom, because then you can take away my job and you can control what food I have or what. And it goes through all these things that are happening now. You know how they're going to try, like, I'm trying to think of the guy's name. He was on the local WKOA, the country station. Oh, man. Paul Harvey. And in the 60s, when he did a whole spiel on how they were going to turn religions against each other, and they're going to have race war, all these things that are happening. Because I've had so many people that, because I was raised Catholic, but I believe in God. God, you know, that's what I believe. Yeah, I hold a lot of Catholic traditions in my heart, but I believe in Jesus. I've met so many people. Well, actually, you can't really accept Christ when you're born. So, you know, you really aren't saved. If you want, man, what I can do is I can, instead of saying, hey, you believe in Christ, so do I. Amen. If you want, man, what we can do is I'll say this prayer that if you believe in your heart and confess out your mouth, man, you can be saved, man. I'm like, I believe in Jesus. I support him. I'm not, you know. Like, we need to come together on what we believe, not what we don't, not what we disagree on. You know, I don't believe in church divider. I'm not one of these people like, if that's what you believe, great. I don't, but I'm glad you at least believe in Jesus Christ. You may not believe what I believe, but 100%, but at least you support Jesus Christ. You're not an atheist or something like that. It's about 36 minutes left in the program, folks, and I really want to thank you all for tuning in. And to anyone that's going to donate, thank you so much. It'll mean the world to those people. But it's amazing, some of these cartoons from the 60s and 50s that here you go, drink this elixir. Well, how much does it cost? Oh, just your freedom. I mean, well, how much freedom are you willing to give up in order to have security? How much freedom are you willing to give up to have free healthcare or have this or have that? And before you know it, now it's like, I'm willing to give up some of my freedom on my guns to know that I'm going to be protected. But okay, if you support anyone in this country, you failed history. You failed history if you support anyone. That's the whole point of America, is we wanted to get away from England and all the controlling government and the king's tax and everything. But some people, I guess, don't. Well, yeah, I mean, they wrote that Second Amendment thing like how many years ago? Like 200 some years ago? Yeah, I don't think it's relevant today. The whole point of the Second Amendment was to protect us from an ever-controlling government. If some guy walks up to you in the side of the street and says, give me your gun, I would assume he's going to take the thing and probably shoot me. I wouldn't trust handing over a gun to a stranger. So why would I hand it over to my government? They're just as much of a stranger. But that's what's going on. It's amazing when you have like places where they get people to, and I've said this a couple times, you want to sign this petition to ban H2O? And they sign. It's amazing what people will sign. And I don't think they have a clue what they're signing. They're saying, sign it, whatever. Yes, Hillary Clinton supports Sharia law. What do you think? Oh, that's great. You should at least say, well, wait a minute. I'm assuming if you say yes, you know what Sharia law means. He should have went, okay, where's your man? What are you doing? Where's your man? Because you can't be in the street as a woman without your man, or you get stoned till you die. But what does that matter? No, because I'll take you to work. And then there will be a man there that will watch you. And then my wife will wait till I get to work, and then I can take her home. You know, everyone, they'll watch all these stuff on TV, and they'll say, oh, I don't want that. I don't want this. But that's exactly what's going to happen here. That's what's going to happen. That's what's going on in this world. I mean, you're going to have people that literally, this is no joke. This is no joke. We're going to have, if Hillary Clinton gets in, we're going to have all these Syrian refugees coming, flooding into this country. A federal background check isn't good enough for me to get a assault rifle, but it's more than sufficient and adequate to vet any dangerous people. I don't think so. But it's good to know that almost everyone I know that owns a gun says, well, if they own my guns, I'm dead. If the government has my guns, I'm dead. So bring it on. We got into a gun discussion when we were at the end at Budgie's having, at the end of the, what was it, the police, you know, the ride for the blue. And it's just like, this guy goes, man, if the police have my guns because the government takes them, I'm dead. I'm like, I'm right behind you. You know, that's how it's going to be. If you have my guns, I'm dead, because I won't hand them over. You know, and it's good we have people like that that are going to be willing to stand up and do something if it comes to it. You know, I don't want another civil war, but that's where it seems like it's going to come, because we keep voicing our opinion. It was over 50% that did not want Obamacare, but they shoved it down our throats. They basically took our throats and attached them to the toilet and flushed it. And even though the majority didn't want it, because, I mean, like, and that's what makes me wonder sometimes, because in California, they said one time it was like 60-some percent was in support of legalizing cannabis. And when it came to voting, it didn't even come close to passing. It's like, well, what were the pre-polls and all the, when they looked into it, all these pollings, did they come out and they said, wait a minute, here, all these pollings came out and they showed like 2 weeks before that there was this high number that, oh, it's going to pass with flying colors. But I think it was in California, they had to have a certain amount, like, and they had over 50%, but they needed like 60-something percent for it to pass, or some ridiculous amount that I don't think they would ever get. But it's just one of those things that, you know, it just, which one, you know, because they saw it's going to pass with flying colors with the amount of people that they believe support it in the pre-polls. And then when it was done, the exit polling, when they had all the results come in, and it's like, okay, it didn't pass. You know, sometimes I wonder if those machines weren't rigged to ensure that the legalization wouldn't happen. Because God forbid we have freedom. You know, I can take any pharmaceutical, but cannabis, oh, that's dangerous. Oh, no. Like no one's ever died from a pharmaceutical. Oh, but they're safe. I want to get into this because this is very, very recent. I don't know if you ever watched CNN's Dr. Drew. He, in September, will have his last show. He has been fired over comments about Hillary Clinton's health and what he means. It's not negative. Yes, he's calling out her health, but the way he's understanding she's being treated like someone with a from a third world where, okay, we have all these blood thinners and warfarin and all these Xarelto's and these new things, and she's on all these medications that we use in the 50s and 60s that are like outdated. And he's talking in concern for an actual human being. I would love to have that guy as a doctor, because he's like, well, why would they be doing this? Why would be having, you know, there, it seems like, are they to try to cover up all these issues? And this is going off of, he's talking about, she's had blood clots. This has been stuff her and her doctor has released. It's not conspiracy. And they believe that when she slipped and fell or whatever out of that plane, she's had more issues. And they're covering it up. It's just nuts. It just is. But when you look, when she was on late night TV and they had that pickle jar and she opened it and act like, oh, that was so staged, Hollywood wouldn't even take her. It was that bad. But one thing you didn't notice, those are vacuum sealed. When you hear your whoop, the pop from the vacuum seal, you couldn't hear that. She has a mic on that would pick that thing up in a heartbeat. That's why I have to be very careful, because my mic picks up a lot. And that when I did it without a mic and I was just using the mic on my MacBook, you could hear all kinds of stuff. But with my mic that I have, it can pick up it picked up that pop if there was a pop, but there wasn't, because it was already opened. What is politics getting to? A joke? Here, let me check your polls. Oh, you're alive. Really? I mean, well, see, they're just trying to find something that they can pin on me. Okay, if your health is coming into question, that needs to be front and center as a health issue. What Dr. Drew was saying was, hey, you're, from what he's understanding, she's getting third world treatment when she should be getting first class treatment, because she's well off to do. And we don't know if they're not doing that stuff, the first class treatment, because they don't want to bring it out into the public. But then with her, I don't know how. I mean, they've kept everything else under the table. But anywho.
Well, honey, Hillary's favorite line is, if they're right, then conspiracy theory. She said that with Bill.
Yep.
Who that was wrong? She did have affairs. But no, that was right wing conspiracy. She's still using the same old, same old. So if we don't want any more of the same old, same old, we can't get her in there.
Yep. And that's true. She thinks everything's a conspiracy theory. I mean, like, well, they're trying to come after me because they're, okay, I'm not a Republican. I'm an American. I'm concerned about her health. I don't like her, but I do have a care for her as a human being. If she was hurting on the floor, I would actually do something, because I actually care about people. I don't know if I could do CPR. I don't know if I could mouth to mouth, but okay, we're gonna. Well, that's a nitrous tank. Okay, we're going to get this oxygen tank over here, and we're just going to do that like four times and then press on her stomach and try to get air in somehow. I don't know if I could mouth-to-mouth her, but I would do something to help her, because she is a human being. And that's all Dr. Drew was saying. We believe she has real medical issues and she's getting third-world care, and he is X'd, because you do not cross Obama or Hillary. You come out negative against them, X, because they're paying for CNN. If you're a follower of the conversation, you know that they've come out that Obama and the administration and the government, basically in general, here you go, We tell you what to say. Welcome to the DPRK. And if you're a fan of the show, you should know what the DPRK is. It's what the people call North Korea. The Democratic People's Republic of Korea is what they call it. And that's where we're in. That's where we're going. Because CNN, we know, is bought. I'm sure MSNBC is bought. So there's no journalism anymore. It's left up to people like me to tell the truth, good or bad. It's ridiculous. But don't worry. The Communist News Network. Now it's the Clinton News Network. It was the Communist News Network. Now it's going to be the Clinton News Network. That's right. But those, it's just scary how those 50s and 60s cartoons focus on things that are going on today. Well, all you have to do is sign this piece of paper and we'll give you all this stuff, but then we take away your freedom. That healthcare was part of your freedom, and we're going to take that, and we're going to, that food, you'll get food. We don't know what food we're going to give you. I had a friend that lived in Russia, and she speaks Russian and can read Russian. I found this, almanac from Russian, and she basically threw it at me. Not meanly, but she just, there was no 100% corn. There was no 105% yields. Okay, you plant corn, you get to work on a, you look at an Indiana farm and you get to work on that farm for 3 hours a day and tell me you're going to produce any type of yield. You're not. And she's like, we were starving. We had nothing. But that's not what the Kremlin would tell you. Oh, the Russians have everything. Don't worry. Wow. But that's how America is going to get, because, the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. You don't have to be in a concentration camp to be in control. I bet you, I would say 85%. Melissa, would you think that's about fair, people that have some sort of debt to owe to somebody, like a creditor or something? Like debt, money owed? Yeah. Well, there you go. You're enslaved. Yep. In some form. When I looked into getting this assistance for renting one time, and this guy's like, well, I would want you to make a lot more money than that to pay that much in rent. This is like an Indiana program where if I make this much, I know that. That's a trap. Because you're not going to be able to make enough. And you technically can live on that, but you're going to be like poor as heck. You're not going to be able to do anything because 90% of your money is going to have to go to that rent. And you can't make more than that because if they do, they're going to come after you for all this extra money that you didn't. Because I knew someone that happened to, and they came up. He goes, excuse me, I got like one day where I had time and a half, and I made like $10 more. I'm like, oh yes, I finally have like a couple extra dollars to help my family, and they're coming after me for thousands because of all that back rent that they said I owed because I was on that program because I got that special rent. And I'm like, yeah, he poured it out to me. We had a good. I'll talk. And I'm like, and that's what that guy said. They entrap you. And if you're a listener to the show, you know that if you've looked it up, poverty rates were going down before Lyndon B. Johnson started the war on poverty. Know your history. It's a trap. You ever heard of net neutrality? Of course you have. Have you ever heard of Federal Reserve? What do they have in common? Can anyone tell me what they have in common? I can tell you exactly what they have in common. There were things that they tried to pass for years and years and they couldn't get passed. America was never going to support a central bank. Our founding fathers refused to have a central bank. And in 1913, a bunch of people got together and came up with the Federal Reserve. Oh, it's our money. It's a central bank. Call it whatever you want to call it. It's a central bank. Just like net neutrality, they tried to pass what is basically net neutrality now many times over, and telecommunication acts, all these different things where the government had final say in telecommunications, that they could technically cut the cable if they didn't like what you said. Or if you're trying to come together and rally because, you know, like, hey, they're trying to, the government's coming after us and they're taking our stuff and we want to come together in a civil war type fashion to try to take back our country. Okay, we're going to cut this Facebook so that you guys can't communicate. Because they technically own the internet. Well, they tried to pass it for years, like in the 80s and 70s with telecommunications, and they finally wrote it to where it finally got, they finally wrote it and worded it until it got passed. It's only a matter of time before they find a way to write a bill that will confiscate our guns, or try to. But that's what they have in common. America was never going to have a central bank. They were never going to support a central bank. Just like America's never going to support a single-payer healthcare system. Well, that's what we're going to do. We're going to introduce this Obama tax. Well, it's Obamacare, but it's not a tax. No. This is, well, if it's not a tax, then this is unconstitutional and it will not pass. Then the next time they go back, oh yeah, it is a tax. Yeah. Well, then that's perfectly legit. Well, they make sure it failed so that they can, hey, this isn't going to work. We need to put, why don't we just ditch Obamacare and turn it into a single-payer healthcare system? Single-payer what? It would never have passed. If you tried to push a single-payer healthcare system in this country, it would never pass. But if you introduce an Obamacare that you know is going to fail, so then you can turn it into a single-payer healthcare system, bingo, touchdown, score, and payday. They get their... They don't go directly. They go around the tree. They don't go, you can't run through a tree. They go around the tree. You know, because if you tried to pass a single payer healthcare system, let's say, and you're in a football field and there's a tree, you know, a guy running into the tree, he's not going to be able to make it through the tree. Well, that guy running into the tree, so like the single payer healthcare system, it's never going to get passed. They're never going to get it passed. Well, how do we get around the tree? Well, let's go to the side and pass this Obamacare. And once it gets passed, it's going to fail. And then we can introduce a single payer healthcare system to replace it. And then they get what they want. Well, how do we reword this Telecommunications Act until we get it to pass? Where you're basically taking the exact same thing you tried to pass in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and how do we reword it to get it to where they'll vote for it and say, yes, it's a great thing, even though it's the same damn thing? How can we get a central bank in America when they won't support a central bank? We'll call it a Federal Reserve. We'll control the money, but we'll say it's theirs and they can do what they want with it. Oh, it's your money, but I'm holding on to it. I'm going to buy. You said I could do whatever I want with it. Well, I'm holding on to it. Pardon me. Got about 15 minutes left in the program, folks, and I really want to thank you for tuning in. And also, while I think about it, I really want you to keep your thoughts and prayers to all those and on a tree, I think it is. It's in Italy where they had the earthquakes, and 159 have been, last I looked up like 10 minutes before the show, there was 159 confirmed dead, and there's a clock tower that actually stopped at 3:36 a.m. when the quake struck. And that is amazing. I mean, that's just, it's devastating. And I want you to give your thoughts and prayers and, you know, to them. And wow. The EpiPen Company, a company that makes EpiPens. Heather Bercher had, they were $5, and she got raked over the coals and outrage and outcry because she bumped them up to $300, and there really was no reason. They hadn't changed nothing. And I'm sure a lot of that money is going to pay back, kick back to Hillary Clinton because she's a huge Clinton donor. But at the same time, because of all this outcry, she's gotten the price to go down, cut it in half. So now from a $5 EpiPen to a $300 EpiPen to $150. I want to thank her for lowering the price, but still $150 from $5. And there's not been anything that has been shown that, okay, we've done this and this and this, and it's because of that, it's gone up tenfold. Nothing like that. Nothing. Just goes to show, but that's how it is. I think last I was told, it was like 4 cents the company's cost to make a 32-ounce soda, and you might pay 99 cents and it costs them 4 cents. So put that in your tobacco pipe and smoke it. Yep. And I bet you by the time she made her money 10 times over. And now that she's cut, well, I mean, to me, what that reminds me of is these people that, what we're going to do is we're going to increase the car by $5,000. We're going to give you $4,000 for your trade. And so you're saving $4,000 on that car. No, you're not, because they added $5,000 to the price of the car. So you're actually paying $1,000 more. But they make you think you're getting it for cheap. Just like when they had that, It was a place in town before Gander Mountain, and I can't keep forgetting the Sportsman's Outfitter. And I'm like, oh, if that kayak, it's like $200 when it goes down from the top to the main floor. Cha-ching! When it went down to the main floor, it was like $480. I'm like, why is this $480? And goes, excuse me, I said like 3 days ago when it was up there, it was like $200. They were trying to cash in. Oh, we'll give you a 30% off. Well, unless you get it below this price that it was 4 days ago, I'm not getting a deal. But they'll make you think you are. Wow. Very interesting. Got about 11 minutes left in the program, folks, and I really, really want to thank you all for tuning out. And what a Yeah, I've had to work, like, I'm working mornings now, so I'm up at like 5 a.m., and I think it was Saturday night. The Tigers game was raining. On top of the Tigers game raining, I'm flipping it between, and they do the national anthem and stuff at Bristol, and it's downpouring, like, 2 seconds later. Like, I go back to, because I'm flipping back and forth, and it's raining here, and then I go to the Bristol race, and it's raining, and they've rain delayed, and I'm like, okay, I just shut the thing off, and watch the highlights later, and to see Kevin Harvick win, and like, I was talking to Robin, a good friend at work, because we're both, like, motorsports fanatics, and she's like, what's going on with NASCAR? I'm like, you tell me, because, I mean, I never thought I would see a day where there'd be an empty seat at Bristol. Bristol is like the Washington Redskins, that night race. Okay, well, I got tickets. How much? Well, they're $200 each, and they're $40 face value. And I mean, they okay, sold, and I saw empty seats there. But then it's hard to take a family of four to Michigan and pay $105 for a ticket for a decent, a really good seat, because the Michigan race is coming up this weekend, and I'm actually taking a weekend off, and I'm just staying home. When the race is over, I can just relax, not have to worry about going back to my car and a 5-hour drive, and you know, plus I wouldn't want to leave my wife because she'd probably be working. But I just, well, I'm going to stay home, yeah. You know, not that I don't miss going to the races and stuff. It's just, it's a lot. And the only thing I don't like is I miss the trailers. I miss where you can go up and they had autograph sessions and they had diecast cars that were signed if you wanted them. Now they got like a mall that you walk through. But it's changing times. And same thing with IndyCar. I'm like, I got home early on Sunday. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to kick back, click on the IndyCar race, and probably fall asleep. And I'm going to watch it from the Long Pond straight away in Pocono, Pennsylvania. And I turn on the race. And hello, folks. I'm Paul Tracy. That guy's the whiner. That's why I don't like watching the races, just because I hate Paul Tracy, because he's the whiner. If you ever... I can spend an hour talking about that, but it was raining, downpouring, and they said it's like noon or 1 o'clock. It was already postponed, and then they basically just went and showed qualifying and stuff for the time they aired and all rerun stuff. And it's like the one thing I was looking forward to, shut it off and just went to bed for like 20 minutes, 30 minutes. But come Monday, it was an incredible race. Will had the power. Yes, Will Power. He came in first. I was kind of disappointed because Mikhail Lolotin was the first Russian, hail the Iron Curtain, to actually get a pole. And he was strong all race. I mean, he coming in second, that was incredible. But Will Power is just an amazing driver. So, I mean, it was a great, great race. I saw all the highlights and things. And so, yeah, I'm one of those people that, like, I sit there and I'm watching all the highlights. I'm on, like, IndyCar websites and talking, because there's an IndyCar group on Facebook, and we go back and forth. And there's actually evidence. I don't know if this is going to happen or not, but an insider gave me this info that supposedly what they're going to do is they're looking at, in the future, turning the Brickyard into a chase race and having the drivers go around the road course in Indianapolis. And I told that to Robin. She's like, what the heck are they doing? I'm like, where's Bill Frantz? He's never there. Kyle Petty said that. He's like, where is he? You know, The old France boys were always there, always in the garage. You could always see him. The new one, the new guy, you never see him. Who's running NASCAR? And I don't know. I guess they want to make it to where they want to make it like almost like, well, you need to come to the track to see it. Because I don't know why. If anyone can explain to me why attendance is so far down, besides the prices.
The prices are ridiculous.
And there are even tracks where they're like, they do like family four packs. Like you go in this like turn two stretch, you can get four tickets and drinks and hot dogs and chips, and it's like $99 for four people just to get someone to go. But I do think it is a totally different NASCAR than it was when I remember it with Davey Allison and Ernie Irvin and Dick Trickle and Neil Bonnet and the Country Time Lumina. Wow, man, that just it shows my age, you know. It shows my age, man. Dale Earnhardt and Rusty Wallace and Harry Gantt and the Skull Bandit. And then you had Morgan Shepherd and the Sicko Ford, and it was different times. But I mean, they would build seats onto those races because, okay, we sold out and we had like 4,000 people that wanted tickets that couldn't, so we had to add on the seating. Now they're taking away seating. Now they're putting all this money in to try to get people to come. Got about 5 minutes left in the program, folks, and thank you all so much for tuning in. And if you've donated or want to donate to Howard County, please, please, they need it bad.
I mean, I would like to talk about people getting colonoscopies. It's an easy procedure, and it can save your life. Okay, folks. About 2 months ago, I had a bout of dermatoculitis. Basically, what that is you have pockets in your colon and they get infected. If it's bad enough, they have to do surgery. Thank God mine was not bad enough.
But see, you have to see God in all things. The thing is when I had the colonoscopy, A, to make sure it was diverticulitis, wasn't nothing else going on, and B, to make sure it healed up right. Well, they found 4 polyps. And at my young of age, the doctor he couldn't understand it, why I was so young. But my mom, every time she had the colonoscopy, they find 1 or 2 polyps at least. My one aunt, her sister, let a polyp go to where it was almost cancerous before she had her colonoscopy. It's such an easy procedure. And if you know me, you know how I hate needles. And yes, I have to have one every 3 years. But that gives me another 20 years with the man that I love. It would be it's so worth it. Please. If you have any history, family history of colon cancer or polyps, please get checked. All right. Thank you guys. Love you.
Yepper. Please get your poop chute checked out. Because it'll save your life. I mean, that's what the doctor's like. We're used to seeing these on like old people, like grandmas, but not my wife. And I want to quick get into a little bit about the Premier League and stuff. And I was watching the other day the Champions League and Man City. Wow. Pepe Guardiola, I thought he was going to go to Man United, but they got him in Man City. And Sergio Aguero, he looked incredible. I'm like, oh, crap. It's going to be incredible. I mean, when you look at Man United, and I think it's going to be an incredible. I mean, I've never been. There's a song like United Rules. Well, I hate the Scousers and I hate Liverpool. The bleep and shite and United Rules, and they go through. And it has bleep you, Marino, you son of a bitch, and all this stuff. And it has some cool. And I've never really been a big fan of his, but the way they've started out and the way they're playing, I'm like, cha-ching. I will support him as long as he's our coach. You know, I've heard rumors that Schweinsteiger might be gone. And they've also, Rashford might be leaving too. And Fellaini and all these, I think they're starting to mesh, and I think it's going to be great. I think they're coming together. I think it's going to be, it's going to be an exciting. It's going to be exciting. Because coming up, take on Hull City, and I think it's going to be great because I'm excited. There's that energy because you have, not only do we have, we're doing so well and we have Jose Mourinho, but you have Pepe Guardiola at Man City, and Sergio Aguero is doing really well, and so is Abramovich from Man United and Bailey. Maybe I turn money on the football. Maybe. And if you like it, you do. If you don't, it's not for everyone. A lot of my friends are like, oh, really, football? That's boring. I'm like, well, if you think it's boring, I'm usually on the edge of my seat. So thank you all so much for tuning in. It means. And with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honors. Until next time. God bless. Goodbye.